I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the 3DFFL. This is season 3. This is the newest and most exciting sports and entertainment fantasy football podcast on Spotify. I am DIG, the D to the 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast. Guys, welcome back. Today, we don't have the 3 to the 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast on with us as he is preparing to welcome his baby girl into the world tomorrow. Actually not tomorrow, in 2 days, on Tuesday. So congratulations to him for that, and you know, I as her uncle can't wait for that to happen, and his brother can't wait for that to happen as well. So guys, we're gonna get into this one relatively quick, as we do always. We're gonna play a song in the middle of the episode. I don't know. Well, actually, I do know what song we're going to play. Shout out to Caitlin Clark. The Indiana Fever just got bounced out of the playoffs round one. So we're going to play Caitlin Clark by DIG. The music video is out now on Facebook. If you guys want to check that out, at Design Individually Gifted. Caitlin Clark by DIG. So, and also, as you guys know, Spotify at DIG if you guys want to listen to the music. So, guys, we're going to talk about week 3 matchups for the 3DFFL, and we're going to be talking about week 3 matchups for the league. As we always, we open it up with the 3DFFL. Matchups that we will be talking about, that you can expect to hear about, are the Signs in Sports Podcast versus Star Gang, Tizzle Bun versus the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, Florida Boy versus Kyle Orton Memorial, Who Wants to Smoke versus Prison Mike Squad, Sempire versus the Hillbillies, Hawk Tua, another championship, and Drinking from the Cup. Those are the matchups that we're going to review, we're going to discuss. Guys, if it sounds like I'm kind of in a rush right now, I am. I get my son here in a second. I woke up a little bit late. Things are a little bit hectic this morning, but as I said, we got a lot going on. We always got a lot going on, but we figure it out and we get the episode out anyways. So let's talk about week 3 matchups and how these things shook up. Guys, I'm going to kind of stick to the high-low performers for each week the way that we did last week, and we'll kind of continue from there. The Signs in Sports Podcast taking the W, 123.9 to 110.16 for Star Gang. The Signs in Sports Podcast had Saquon Barkley with 33.6 points, Derrick Henry with 30.4, and Stephon Diggs with 19.92 as his high performers, and his low performers, Anthony Richardson with 5 points, Travis Kelce with 7, and Dallas's defense with negative 6. Star Gang had 3 high performers as well. Dak Prescott 29.86, Jonathan Taylor 26.5, and Drake London with 18.7. Her low performers for Star Gang were Justin Tucker with 3 points, Zay Flowers with 5.3, and Devin Achane with 8.8. Matchup number 2, guys, we got Tizzle Bun taking on the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, in the game of the week. 133.58 for Tizzle Bun, falling to the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, 136.7. Tizzle Bun, we're going to talk again, guys, high-low performers. Lamar Jackson with 25.98. Chris Olave with 20.6, and DJ Moore with 15.2. I'm sorry. Well, I mean, I guess, yeah, Alvin Kamara with 15.7 as well. Tizzle Bun's low performers were, I mean, he didn't have a bad turnout for his lineup, but I guess Jordan Mason, you would expect more than 10 points from the San Francisco running back. So I guess that's where you can kind of say his low performer was. Brandon Aubrey with 12, that's about what he's going to give you. Bijan Robinson as well, 13.2, not exactly the best day. The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, high performers, Aaron Jones, 25.8. Amari Cooper 27.6, and DK Metcalf 20.4. He also had Justin Fields with 18.4, Jahmyr Gibbs with 16.3, and Brian Robinson Jr. in the flex with 10.7. Low performers, Trey McBride in the tight end with 5.5. A good day for the chosen one, and a W 136.7 to 133.58. Florida Boy versus Kyle Orton Memorial. You got Kyle Orton Memorial taking the W 102.02 to 85.78, taking down Florida Boy. Kyle Orton Memorial, we got high performers Josh Allen 30.9, and we got Khalil Shakir 19.2, along with Chris Godwin 17.3. Low performers for the Kyle Orton Memorial, we got DeAndre Swift with 6.2. Mark Andrews with a goose egg with 0. And I guess you can probably say Tyjae Spears with 10 points isn't exactly what you ever expect out of your RB2. At the same time, it is. But, you know, or you could say Tennessee's defense with 2. Or the kicker, Jake Bates, with 2 points as well. That's never helpful. Florida Boy, high performers. He had Dallas Goedert, 10 catches, 170 yards for 27 points. And he had Breece Hall with 18.3, 54 yards and a touchdown. Oh, man, Mike Evans caught a touchdown and I didn't start him in my lineup. Sorry, guys. Little update. High performers, Dallas Goedert, 27 points. And like I said, Breece Hall, 18.3. Low performers, Ramondre Stevenson in the running back 2 with 0.3. And Jerry Jeudy in the wide receiver 2 with 8.7. George Pickens at wide receiver 1 with 10. Also doesn't help. James Conner in the flex with 3.5. Tough day for Florida Boy, but, you know, we can imagine he will bounce back. The next matchup, guys, we got Who Wants to Smoke versus Prison Mike Squad. Who Wants to Smoke taking down Prison Mike Squad 114.18 to 69.8. The high performers for Who Wants to Smoke being David Montgomery, 21.2, James Cook, 18.7, and Marvin Harrison Jr. with 17.4. He also had a giant game from his defense with 23.5. We can include them in there as well. Got to show love to the defenses, guys. Prison Mike Squad had a very tough day. Oh, sorry, hold up. Before we do that, low performers for Who Wants to Smoke will be CeeDee Lamb with 8.7. Brock Bowers with 7.1 in the tight end, and Jameson Williams in the flex with 1.2, and we will throw in the kicker with 0 points as well. So taking the W either way, with bad games from CD, from his kicker, from his flex, and, you know, not the best game from his tight end. Shout out to Who Wants to Smoke. Prison Mike Squad with a very tough outing, 70 points. His high performer was Amon-Ra St. Brown with 20.5. And I guess I will give you Nico Collins with a 12.6. But his low performers were C.J. Stroud with 9.4. Zamir White with 3.4 in the running back 1. Sam Laporta with 5.6 in the tight end. And Jackson Smith and Jigba with 6.9 in the flex. Sempire versus the Hillbillies, another close game, but Sempire coming out with it 109.56 to 91.48 over the Hillbillies. Sempire, top performers, guys, Jaden Daniels, 28.06 with 254 yards and 3 total touchdowns. He also had Rashee Rice with 12 catches, 110 yards, and a touchdown for 29.1. And then the New York Jets defense giving him 16.5 as well. The Tyreek Hillbillies had Brock. Sorry, guys. I keep doing that. I keep going high, high, and then low, low. But high, low, high, low. The Sempire, their low performers, he had Rashad White at running back 1 paired with Ezekiel Elliott, only giving him 10 points between the two. 8.5 for Rashad White and 2.2 for Ezekiel Elliott. A wide receiver 1 performance by Davante Adams that only gave you 8 points is also not something that you can lean your hat on. Calvin Ridley with 1.9 in the flex as well is also something that we will talk about. The Tyreek Hillbillies top performers, we have Brock Purdy 25.78, and we have low performers, basically everybody else. Mike Evans in the wide receiver 2 with 3.7. Tyreek Hill in the wide receiver 1 with 7. Running back 2 with 8.4. It's just, there's a lot of low scores here. So it was a bad week for the Hillbillies. But again, I'm sure everybody's working their kinks out. They're hammering down what needs to get done, and they will figure it out along the way. So week 3 going into week 4. The final matchup, guys, we're going to talk about is Hawk Tua, another championship, taking on Drinking from the Cup. Hawk Tua, another championship with a decisive win, 153.14 to 114.66. Top performers for Hawk Tua, another championship: Kyren Williams with 31.6. Zach Charbonnet with 25.7, Justin Jefferson with 20.1, and Malik Nabers with 28.2. Low performers, I would give it to his tight end, Mike Gesicki, with 8.7, or his defense with only 4 points. But as you guys know, defenses don't always score like that. I'm sorry. I don't know how I skipped over Jalen Hurts with 10.9 points. 11 points for Jalen Hurts isn't ever going to do you the job. Inside, you know what I mean? In your stomach, 11 points from Jalen Hurts is never going to be something that you're okay and happy with, or satisfied or content with. So Drinking from the Cup with a tough outing. He had high scoring week from Joe Burrow with 25.36, 324 yards and 3 touchdowns. He had a good game from Jamar Chase, 29.8, 6 catches, 118 yards and 2 touchdowns. And he had a good outing from his defense with 14.5. His low performers, Josh Jacobs in the running back 2 with 5.8, Tank Dell in the wide receiver 2 with 11.2, Dalton Schultz with 3.1 in the tight end. So that was the week 3 matchups, guys. That was the scores, and that was the high-low for each roster. What we're going to talk about next is we're going to talk about the standings. We're going to talk about how this thing is looking, and we're going to talk about the power rankings. So as we usually do, we go power rankings first, standings, etc. Fantasy football power rankings presented by Snickers. We got trending up the Signs and Sports podcast, trending up 5 from number 11 to number 6. The Kyle Orton Memorial trending up 4 from number 12 to number 8. And Sempire trending up 1 from number 2 to number 1. Trending down, we got the Tyreek Hillbillies. Maybe your team needs a Snicker, Tyreek Hillbillies, because you are not you when you're hungry. So, guys, that is the Fantasy Football Power Rankings presented by Snickers. We're going to talk about Zone 3 and Zone D and what everybody looks like in those standings. In Zone 3, we got tied for first place, a 4-way tie. Tizzle Bun, Who Wants to Smoke, The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, and Kyle Orton Memorial, all tied at 2-1. We got Florida Boy 1-2 sitting alone in 5th place, and Prison Mike Squad at 0-3 sitting alone in 6th place in Zone 3. In Zone D, guys, we got one person sitting at the top at 3-0, the only undefeated roster still left in the league. Sempire Gus, shout out to you, the Gus Empire, 3-0 taking over Zone D. Also taking over the league, the last undefeated lineup in the league. Let's see what happens after week 4. Hawk Tua, another championship, tied with the 3DFFL podcast at 2-1 for second place. We got Star Gang and the Hillbillies tied at 4th, 1-2. And we got Drinking from the Cup in 6th place at 0-3. Those are the standings, guys, for Zone 3 and Zone D. Next thing we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about the matchups for week number 4 and what we can expect to come for week number 4 and who will be playing. And I guess, you know, let's get ready for another one. We're right back at it. Stephon Diggs just rushed for a touchdown, and I will take it. Let's go. All right. We got the Hillbillies taking on the Signs and Sports podcast. We got Florida Boy taking on Tizzle Bun. We got the Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, taking on Who Wants to Smoke. We got Kyle Orton Memorial taking on Prison Mike Squad. We got Hawk Tua, another championship, taking on Sempire. And then we got Drinking from the Cup taking on Star Gang in the battle of our two longest standing friends of the platform, Michael McMahon and Mary Williams. Shout out to both of them. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the first segment of the 3DFFL episode. This is episode number 3. We're covering week number 3. As you know, we have done episode 0, the mock draft episode, week 1, episode 1, week 2, episode 2, and now here we are, week 3, episode number 3. We're 4 episodes into this thing. I imagine we're probably less than a quarter of the way there, but I look forward to all the guests. Terrence, I'm going to get with you in the Discord or in the Facebook group chat. I'll get with you about getting on the next podcast. You're going to be on next week's if you're available, if you have time. If not, we will kind of go down the list of people that we have and see who's down to get on first come, first serve. So we look forward to having everybody on. Guys, thank you for tuning in. This is Caitlin Clark by DIG, produced by Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever for everything accomplished this year. Guys, we'll see you on the other side.
What you know about Chach with the Heat?
Not a damn thing!
Like I'm Caitlin Clark.
I feel like Caitlin Clark.
This my show, I feel like the greatest.
I feel like Caitlin Clark.
Whether underdog or the favorite.
I feel like Caitlin Clark.
Tell my mama, like, yeah, we made it.
I feel like Caitlin Clark.
From the outside, we make it rain.
I'm just not designed to
the top of the key, that step back three, I hit so automatic. Yeah, that's my time, I lace a Kobe step and cause a panic. My flow dramatic, I go cinematic. Shoot from the logo, cause I can, and I just might go demand me a lot of money. The best to do it at the level I do it, so put it all on the line. I might just step out and prove it, need me a ring. Not for me, but this for all of the team. You see the crossover, the jump shot, man, that's something to see. Like when you turn on your TV, I'm all that you see. Record breaking nominations, yeah, I'm living the dream. As if everything was for me. Spell it out for me, baby, you know it's T-R-U-E. And it's us, so baby, what do you mean?
The best thing about me is that she knows I'm smart. Girl, I'm so superstar famous, feel like I'm Caitlin Clark. It wasn't like this where we came from, this was only the start. I'm a ball under the lights, feel like Caitlin Clark. She say the best thing about me is that she knows I'm smart. Girl, I'm so superstar famous, feel like I'm Caitlin Clark. It wasn't like this where we came from, this was only the start. I'm a ball under the lights, feel like Caitlin Clark. She say the best thing about me is my show, I feel like the greatest. Whether underdog or the favorite. Tell my mama, like, yeah, we made it. From the outside, we make it rain, swish.
We shoot the lights out the gym with that 22. We throw them numbers up. Become a legend, historic, can't do no runner up. Inspire victory and change the game, we leveled up. Still shooting shots in the gym, with true, they know it's us. Man, I feel like the greatest, hold that congratulations. Cause this mission ain't over, this one require patience. That flick of the wrist, I feel like Gabby Marshall shooting swish. We breaking records along the way to a celebration. Back to back to back, drop another track, that's a classic. I bet Caitlin feel this one, so run it back. Only thing left to do is win it all. I score with legends like Stephen Curry, you know I ball.
The best thing about me is that she knows I'm smart. Girl, I'm so superstar famous, feel like I'm Caitlin Clark. It wasn't like this where we came from, this was only the start. I'm a ball under the lights, feel like Caitlin Clark. She say the best thing about me is that she knows I'm smart. Girl, I'm so superstar famous, feel like I'm Caitlin Clark. It wasn't like this where we came from, this was only the start. I'm a ball under the lights, feel like Caitlin Clark. I feel like Caitlin Clark. This my show, I feel like the greatest. Feel like Caitlin Clark. Whether underdog or the favorite, feel like Caitlin Clark, you know.
Alright guys, we're back. Welcome back to the 3DFFL season number 3. This is week 3 coverage on episode number 3. And now we are going to talk about the league. We're not going to talk about the 3DFFL that has been talked about, that has been covered, that has been wrapped up and evaluated. Let's talk about the league. This is, as you guys know, DIG, the D to the 3 and D Signs and Sports Podcast. This is my personal family and friends league. We had a good week, guys. Hey, we're back at it. This is our year. Like I told y'all, I tried to tell y'all from the jump. I tried to tell y'all we're going for our second ring. Trey, I know I still need to get you your ring. First two-time champ in the league history. So, you know, that needs to get done. 3DFFL, the winner of that gets a ring. We have a trophy this year. We're going to get a trophy. We're going to have plaques for the trophy. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. So, all right, matchup number... Well, yeah, let's get right into it, right? Let's get into what everybody wants to talk about. Spotify at DIG, Rumble at Designed I Gifted, and Facebook at Designed Individually Gifted. Also follow Me and Made It for wrestling content. All right, guys. Matchup number one, we got Designed Gifted versus Team No Fine Please. Matchup number two, we got Team Bro Dog versus Two Infinity and Bijan. Matchup number three, we got Watts On Wax Off versus Flame Boys. Matchup number four, we got Gifted and Gorgeous. Follow Gifted and Gorgeous on Facebook, guys. Follow Gifted and Gorgeous on Facebook. Gifted and Gorgeous taking on Strange Animals. And in the final matchup, matchup number five, we got Mahomes Alone taking on Quater Tots. So in matchup number one, guys, we had Design Gifted 131.92 taking down Team No Fine Please 71.76 with a dominant victory. My high scoring players were Saquon Barkley 33.6, Ja'Marr Chase 29.8, and Stephon Diggs 19.92. My low scoring player by far was Justin Herbert with 9 points and Mike Evans with 4.7. Team No Fine Please had no standout performances, but he had a underwhelming game from Anthony Richardson, underwhelming game from Tyreek Hill with 7 points, Anthony Richardson with 5, Travis Kelce with 7, and Derek Carr in the OP with 7.98. Just a bad day all around for Team No Fine Please. Team Bro Dog, matchup number 2, guys. Team Bro Dog taking on 2 Infinity and Bijan. Taking the L, that's Team Bro Dog to 2 Infinity and Bijan, 113.32. Team Bro Dog had top performances from Justin Jefferson with 20.1 and Rasheed Rice with 29.1. And he had low performances from Mark Andrews with 0, Josh Jacobs with 5.8, and the Dallas defense with -6. 2 Infinity and Bijan had Baker Mayfield, high performer was Kyren Williams, 31.6, 89 yards, 3 total touchdowns, and his low performer would be Baker Mayfield with 8.52 in the quarterback. Matchup number 3, guys, we got Watts On Wax Off, 130.76, taking down Flame Boys, 102.4. Top performances for Watts On Wax Off, 28.6 from Jaden Daniels, 28.2 from Malik Nabers, 20.4 from DK Metcalf, and 14 points from Zaire Franklin in the defensive player spot. Flame Boys had top performances from Lamar Jackson with 25.9. And Chris Olave with 21.6. He had low performances from Jordan Mason in the running back, coming in for Christian McCaffrey with 10 points. And Pat Freiermuth with 7 points in the tight end. And then the kicker, of course, never helps you with only 1 point. Matchup number 4, guys, we had Gifted and Gorgeous coming to her first loss on the year to Strange Animals, the reigning defending champion. Gifted and Gorgeous had a good game from Derrick Henry, 151 yards, 2 touchdowns. She had low performances from CJ Stroud with 9.8, Hollywood Brown on IR with 0 points, Taysom Hill with 0, and Jerry Jeudy with 8.7. Strange Animals with big boom games from Josh Allen with 30.9. Jonathan Taylor with 26.5 and Dak Prescott 29.86. Low performances for Strange Animals were Fred Warner with only 5 tackles, 5 points, Devontae Adams with 9 points in the wide receiver 1, and Colby Parkinson at the tight end with 5.1. The final matchup that we're going to talk about, guys, is Mahomes Alone versus Quater Tots in the game of the week, 115.66. Mahomes Alone taking down Quater Tots, 103.44. Top performers for Mahomes Alone: Brock Purdy, 25.78 points, and Amon-Ra St. Brown with 21.5. Low performers for Mahomes Alone would be 2.9 for Hunter Henry in the tight end, and 9.8 in the wide receiver 2 for Brandon Ayuk. Quater Tots had top performers Joe Burrow 25.3, and that is about it. And then low performers, C.D. Lamb with 8.7, along with Sam Laporta in the tight end with 5.6. That was matchup number three, guys. We're going to go to the final standings projections, talk about the power rankings. We got trending up, fantasy football power rankings presented by Snickers. Guys, trending up, we got Watts on Wax Off, 5 spots. Watts on Wax Off is trending up from 6 to 1. We got 2 Infinity and Bijan trending up 5 spots from number 8 to number 3. And then we got Design Gifted trending up 4 spots from number 9 to number 5. Trending down, Dad, Flame Boys, maybe your team just needs a Snicker because you're not you when you're hungry. So let's see what we can do to figure that out. We are going into the standings, guys. We got the Eastern Division, Candyland, and we got the Western Division, Boomtown. We got Boomtown. We got in the East, we got 2 Infinity and Bijan tied in first place with Watts on Wax Off, 2-1. And then we got tied for third place, a 3-way tie, Quater Tots, Flame Boys, and Mahomes Alone, all tied 1-2. In the West, in Boomtown, we got Strange Animals tied with Gifted and Gorgeous and Design Gifted for first place at 2-1. And then we got tied at in fourth, a 2-way tie, Team Bro Dog and Team No Fine Please at 1-2. A lot of interesting things are going to start to happen, start to shake out with these records, guys. And it's only going to get more exciting as we continue to go from here. So I'm excited. I look forward to it. I can't wait to see how it starts turning out. I look forward to playoff season, but playoffs, let's not talk about playoffs. You know what I'm saying? So week number 4, we got Team Bro Dog taking on Design Gifted. We got Gifted and Gorgeous taking on Watts on Wax Off. We got 2 Infinity and Bijan taking on Mahomes Alone. We got the Flame Boys taking on Quater Tots. And we got Strange Animals taking on Team No Fine Please. Those are the matchups that you can expect to hear about next week. You can see happen actively today as I'm recording this right now. And guys, I think that brings about a close to the episode. I think that, let me talk about the league leaders in the 3DFFL $50 leagues. League standings for the 3DFFL $50 league number 2. Would you look at that? I'm sitting at the top because I'm the best. We also have in second, Felipe's fantasy team, Raw Amazing, Hawk Tua. I'm not going to go too far into it because we're just supposed to talk about league leaders. So league leader for the 3DFFL $50 league number 1, we got Justin Brooks, team 227, tied in first place with the 3DFFL 3-0. And then we got Mondo Ramos in third place at 2-1. So that is what the other leagues are looking like. But guys, that about brings to a close. That about brings Hawk to a close. I'm just kidding. Bad joke. My bad. That brings a close to this episode. I am glad to have been here for another one with you guys. As you know, I'm in a rush. My son's about to get here. Now I gotta go be a dad. So forgive me for the episode. Forgive me if this episode was very rushed. Forgive me if it was a little bit last minute. Baby on the way for my brother. You know, music still happening. We got a, you know, here in October, we got Donald Trump dropping by DIG. So you guys can hear that, produced by Chach with the Heat. That'll be dropping here on the podcast. It'll be dropping Spotify. It'll be dropping on Rumble. And who knows, maybe we do a music video. But guys, also 2024 Faltex Voter Project. If you're not registered to vote, we are running the 2024 Faltex Voter Project. Get with anybody of the Gifted and Gorgeous team, anybody from Designed Individually Gifted, and or the 3DFFL, and we can get you registered to vote. Guys, we don't care who you vote for. You guys may know who we are voting for at this point, but we don't care who you vote for. All we care about is that you exercise your constitutional right to vote, and that we, you know, throw our hat into the ring and we make a difference somehow. So at this point, we've gotten 25 people registered to vote from Corpus Christi, from Kingsville, Texas, from Falfurrias, from San Antonio, Texas, from Houston, from Austin. We're getting people registered. I think if I'm not mistaken, they said bring 10 people with you. That's 25 at this point. So let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Let's get people registered. Exercise your vote, guys. Just do it. You know what I'm saying? Like Nike says. But all right, I guess that brings to a close this episode, like I said, and we will talk to you guys on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, hashtag that, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rylo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.